Ngulibo wadlalela amaqembu abalisa eleHighlanders Volleyball Club kanye leleDavid Whitehead njalo wayeyingxenye yeqembu elimela obulawayo. Uthi ube yingxenye yabadlali abasungula iqembu leHighlanders Volleyball Club, kodwa yena wayekhule efuna ukudlalela iqembu leHighlanders elidlala ibhola lenyawo.
I-volleyball I think ayiqalisa kamistake because I was a good soccer player and umuntu engangimthanda Peter Nkomo. I thought it was my 88 in school and the trainer in the report. So I didn't feel it easy, but I didn't know anything, obviously I just got quit. So I tried to put some of my friends with time. So the school is this one, which at least you must have one sport. So I think I'm going to train for the sport. So from there, I'm going to teach a way to the moment I'm introduced to serious volleyball, ngithithini obeza Thomas Tabani Mube.
Uthe lokhu esasengumntwana wesikolo wazithola esengomunye wabadlali abaqale iqembu leHighlanders ngo-1987 ndawonye lomfowabo u-Augustine kanye labanye.
I-1987 it happened ukuthi iHighlanders football club yayisithetha ama-franchise ngamanye amadoda ama-disciplines. I think thina sangena le-rugby, I think esundruza was there, was under Islander, le-basketball, then kwaba la. So that's when the Islanders volleyball started in 1967. And na 1987 nangu from 3. The Islanders, they started every, ama players. I remember that this other time, this one enter kwa nama tima mtuwa, so I hand in nama tima mkwa in terms of the game. So we call the any Islanders. And so I couldn't do anything, then I was going to find a brand new tournament. So I think that's when the career started.
Ngulube uthi abadlali bomdlalo we-volleyball babe baningi ngesikhathi bona besakhula ngoba iningi labo belidlala lo mdlalo ezikolo. Uqhubeke wathi ukungadlalwa kakhulu ezikolo sekudale ukuba babe balutshwane abawudlalayo kulezi nsuku.
But I think into yokulalayo angathethi the skill of this sport ema-schools. Akusela lokhuyana ukuthi you could pick ama-players besesesekondari. Ama-school tournament asemalutshwane eBulawayo. I-association ayibuyeli ezikolo kuma-boarding schools ezingonapha etown because I remember thina bethu good league series ukuthi I remember one day sesiku-final e-St Columbus elinyikhiwa lavuya lathi no, these are not schools, ngama-clubs. So basebemconvinsa bamtshekuthi ngabantwana besikolo lao, that's how good it was. And thina zathi siphume esikolo sabuya sathi sasifilta ngathi kuma-clubs zona lawo.
Ngomnyaka ka-1995 uNgulube ube yingxenye yabadlali abaphatheke kuhlelo lokukhethwa kweqembu elimele isizwe kumidlalo ye-All Africa Games, kodwa akasabanga ingxenye yaleli qembu. Wenelise ukudlalela iqembu elimele isigaba seMatabeleland ngesikhathi edlalela iqembu leHighlanders, kwathi lalapho esethethwe liqembu leDavid Whitehead ube yingxenye yeqembu elimele inkabazwe. Ngo-1999 uke waya kweleBotswana lapho ayebefunwa khona liqembu leBotswana Defence Forces, kodwa akusaphumelelanga ukuba edlala khona. Ngo-2000 utholakale lomkhuhlane wamehlo we-glaucoma ogcine umthathela ukubona, njalo kathesi usengumfundisi webandla le-Living Hope Apostolic Faith. Ngiyinimele isibe 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.